So today's teaching is entitled, Honor Your Father and Your Mother for Mother's Day. Great blessings and praise to all you mothers out there, especially the greatness of our mothers as teaching the next generation the Word of God, helping raise. And we're going to include the fathers in some of the stuff today, because it's kind of a unit. It's not kind of. It is. Should be. So throughout the Bible, honor thy father and your mother has been and is an unmistakable charge, a clear charge to all of God's people. We can see honor thy father and thy mother in the Mosaic Law. We can see it during Christ's earthly ministry. We can see it after the day of Pentecost and the church of the one body of Christ. We can see it in the epistles given to us. So it spans the time in the Bible. It's a great charge and with great blessing. So you kids, this would be something you could try. Most of this stuff will be quite simple to understand, and you older kids surely can understand this stuff. But it's a command. It's one of the commandments, one of the 10 words. Honor your father and your mother. And there's also promises that go with that. So if you would turn with me and go to Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. As we can see, this is in one of the what's known as the Ten Commandments, or the Ten Words, the Ten Sayings. Verse 12, it says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. It's right there if you look at the next. Thou shalt not kill. It's right there in those commands. But this one is a commandment with a promise. The promise is that thy days may be long. What does that mean, my days may be long? Live long. Live long. Their days may be long upon the land, and not just live long, but upon the land which the Lord thy God shall give thee. The land of milk and honey. The land where your needs are met, where you can glorify God in freedom and in promise. So that's the Old Testament. But as we know, the law doesn't go away. We know that we are righteous in the because of what we sang today, the blood of Jesus Christ. But these are real deals. Honor thy father and thy mother. You know, notice it doesn't say honor your father and mother. It specifically points out, honor thy father and thy mother. So on this Mother's Day, mothers are truly to be honored, especially for the believer. For the born-again one, especially the born-again one. Honor thy father and thy mother. If we go to the next chapter, chapter 21 of Exodus, and we look at 17, verse 17, this is Old Testament, the Old Testament law. And he that curses or revileth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. That was for the children of Israel. How serious was honor thy father and thy mother for the children of Israel? Why? Because it's a commandment with a promise. When you think about father and mother, where do we all learn from? Especially the believer. Where do we learn the word from? Yeah, you come here on Sunday and you hear me teach the word, but you didn't learn it from me. You learned it from your mother. You learned it from your father. How much honor should you give your father and your mother for that alone? We learn about obedience. We learn about obedience because of our parents. This teaching is not just for those under the age of 18. This is for all of us who are believers. It doesn't say honor thy father and thy mother until you get old enough not to. It's a blanket statement. If you can't learn to obey your earthly parents who are right before you, how will you ever learn to obey our Heavenly Father, who is spirit and is invisible? We should have great appreciation for our parents, in the Lord especially. Now, let's go to the Gospels. Let's look at what Jesus Christ says about honoring thy father and thy mother. Matthew 15. We spent a lot of time in Matthew this last few months. Matthew 15. And to get a running start, we'll start in verse 1. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread." But he answered and said unto them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God by your traditions? For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, Whosoever shall say to his father or mother, It is a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me." Kind of arrogant, isn't it? There's more to this. That word gift is the word korban. Korban. It's a gift to God, that's something sacred to him, a gift that's associated with a vow. The law required that when a dedication or a vow of this kind was made, that it should be fulfilled. You can see in the book of Psalms, vow and pay unto the Lord your God. If you're going to vow something to God, you pay it. Here it means like a thing dedicated to the service of God and not to be appropriated for any other use. So did you see what the scribes and Pharisees were teaching about their life? My life's a gift to God. I don't have to have duty to take care of you. Well, that's really a tradition, but it's not the word of God. For the commandment was, honor thy father and thy mother, that your days may be long in the land which I shall give thee. Why do you transgress, verse 3, transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curses father and mother, let him die the death. But you say, whosoever shall say to his father and mother, it is a gift, it's a Corban, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, my life's a gift to God. Well, that's great. Verse 16, whoever says this, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh or close unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said to them, hear and understand. And we talked about that word hear, the Hebrew concept of hear the word and understand. In the Hebrew, the word hear and obey are the same word. Interesting, isn't it? About to hear and obey. Now, we're going to look also in the Gospel of Mark. There's a little bit more added to it. A little scripture development. So Mark chapter 7, Mark chapter 7, and verse 1, we get a little bit more light on this. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with unwashed, defiled, is the King James, that is to say, unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they washed their hands often, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. Is it a good idea to wash your hands before you eat? That's a good idea. Is it a commandment of God? Verse 4, and when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be, which they have received to hold, or they have received these traditions or these teachings of men as the doctrine. So, to receive, to hold, as the washing of cups and pots and brazen vessels and of tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? And he answered and said to them, well hath Isaiah prophesied of you, hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men, for laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men as of washing of pots and cups and many other such like things you do. And he said unto them, full well, you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your tradition. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, you shall be free. Do you remember when we were looking at, in the Sermon on the Mount, and talking about the binding of the law and how Jesus warned them about the Pharisees who unbind people from the law, even in the smallest, the least of the points, to be free. I'm free from it. I'm not bound by that. And you suffer him no more to aught for his father or his mother. They were teaching this. They were teaching this so they didn't have to do anything for their father or his mother, making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things do ye. Many such like things. Not only were they teaching these traditions as it was going to be the word of God, people received those traditions as it was the word of God. Why? Because of their position. They were the teachers. But honor thy father and honor thy mother. Big deal to Jesus. Did you see him call out any of the other traditions? What's the one he chose to use? Honor thy father and thy mother. Because it's that big of a deal. Now let's go to the epistles. Ephesians chapter 6. And I want all you kids to think about, have you ever heard this verse quoted to you? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Here we go. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is what? It's right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with what? Promise. And here's the promise. Verse 3. That it may be well with you, and thou mayest live long on the earth. It's a commandment like none other. It's a commandment with promise. Honor thy father and thy mother. It's a commandment with promise. Because it's right and it's pleasing to God. We're going to see that coming up. But also that you may, that may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. And because we can, we're going to read the next verse. And fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the admonition and nurture and admonition of the Lord. Don't exasperate your kids. One of the biggest ways, I won't go there, where we tend to think we're holding the line, and when we look at raising our kids, we don't try to provoke them. We don't try to get them to be angry. But to honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. What if someone said that there's something you could do or a pill that you could take that would make things well with you and you'd live long? Guess what? It'd fly off the shelves, wouldn't it? It would fly off the shelves. Well, here's something. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. It's a huge, huge deal. Those people who were saying, my life's Corbin, my life is a gift, this is a vow that I'm doing, I'm in the service of God, I'm released from the duties of taking care or honoring my father and thy mother. Really? What we're going to see next in God's word is Jesus Christ himself. Was there anybody whose life was a gift? It was Jesus Christ. And we're going to look at Jesus Christ in his very last minutes of his life, maybe last seconds of his life. So if you turn with me to... It's over here. Look, I stapled the papers wrong. John 19. This always gets me when I read this. You know, that we may imitate our Lord. John 19. Jesus is hanging on the cross. He's been beaten so severely. He's dehydrated. His tongue is sticking to the top of his mouth. And he asks for something to drink. Yep. His shoulders are out of joint. He's tired of arching his back to get another breath. And arching his back to get another breath. This is where what we're going to read comes, right? This is what's happening to him. In John 19, verse 25. John 19, verse 25. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. And when Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother. I want to stop there. When you're reading in the Gospel of John and you see that phrase, the disciple whom Jesus loved, it was John's way of writing without saying me, 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 I, when he refers to himself. He refers to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. Guess what we can say about ourselves? The disciple whom Jesus loved. The present tense. So, and when Jesus saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, that's John, he saith unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own. The word home is in italics. He took her unto his own. She belonged to him now. The duty of taking care of the mother. In the lands and times of the Bible, it was always the elder son that was responsible for taking care of the parents. Not exclusively, but if no one else did, they were responsible. So there's Jesus Christ, the eldest son, on the cross, being crucified. And his last order of business as an earthly man towards his family, he has the wherewithal to make sure that his mother, Mary, is taken care of. He says to John, behold thy mother. He says to Mary, behold thy son. And John, from that moment, took her unto his own. And that just makes my hair stand up on my arm just thinking about our Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of saving the world. Yeah, he's making sure that his mom's okay. Pretty cool. Not just pretty cool, pretty profound, pretty amazing. And then it says, after this, like what was his last order of business? After this, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, I thirst. And there was set a vessel full of vinegar or that pungent wine that they filled the sponge with and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. So what was his last task on earth to do before? To take care of his mom. That was our Lord Jesus doing that. Taking care of his mom. Now, you think about, Jesus didn't just do the talk. He walked it. He was the ultimate example for us to look at. Honor thy father and mother. Was Jesus a child when he was doing this? No. He was 30 years old. Right? Anyone over 30, they considered, that was when you became an adult, was 30. Took me about 45, but Jesus wasn't a child honoring thy father and mother. He was a man. He was an adult. And you think about what he was doing. He was honoring both his father and his mother in the things that he was doing. And he made sure, right before he could say, "It is finished," he made sure that his mom was taken care of. And someone whom he could trust, he commanded to take care of her. And John did. And John, by the way, lived to a ripe old age. Some of it was pretty rough. But he spoke the word and wrote John, the epistles, also the book of Revelation. Because he took care of Jesus' mom, who was now, he took her unto his own. In the book of Colossians, it says, "The children, obey your parents in the Lord in all things, for this is well-pleasing to God." Do you want to please God? Adults and children, do you want to please God? Obey your parents in the Lord. And I'd like to close in the book of 2 Timothy. Do you think it's a big deal to God that we honor our father and our mothers? You don't think it is? Oh, good. I hope so. Well, when I get done, we'll talk. How's that sound? Good. Remember to hit me up. Okay. 2 Timothy. We'll start right in the first chapter, first verse. "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son." Was Timothy his actual son? No, but he was like a dear son to him. "Grace and mercy and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with a pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I might be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned," without hypocrisy, that's what unfeigned means, "faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois," that unfeigned faith, "that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also." Do you see the importance of mothers? That faith was first in his grandmother, Lois, in his mom, Eunice. And Paul says, "And I'm persuaded that it's in you too, Timothy." Generations passed down. You know, we've got examples of generations of it being passed down. The gospel, the faith of Jesus Christ. I see in this fellowship, you've got Pat. And you've got Donna, Dean, right? You've got the generations. And then you've got Sarah. You've got Timothy. Donna, Timothy, and you got Barbie. Your mom, too, is a Christian. It's been passed down to generations, and you're passing it on to your children. And that is just so cool. It's so real. And then this generation, I pray to God. I just can't imagine how wonderful young men and women you guys will be with the faith of Christ in you to pass on to the next generation. You know, I think of Liz's mom, and then Liz, and then to pass it on. And if it wasn't the generation before you, you know, make it start with your generation. You know? Build that chain like Lois and Eunice and Timothy. Start it now and build that chain. That in the generations to come, if the Lord doesn't come back, if God doesn't send him back in our lifetime, it'll be the next generation that will be carrying this faith on. Lois, to Eunice, to Timothy. And we've got that in our fellowship here. So, honor thy father and thy mother is a commandment with the promise. It's a commandment that's well-pleasing to God. If you want to please God, and I know you do, that's a commandment with promise. And on this Mother's Day, God bless all you mothers who are holding forth the gospel to the next generation. God bless you fathers who are there giving instruction, giving discipline. In the book of Proverbs, it says, to receive the instruction of the father and the law of thy mother. And the law is Torah. Kind of sounds like, who's the one to first teach them? Mom. Who's the one to make sure they get it? Dad. Pretty neat, huh? So on this Mother's Day, we've got so much to be thankful for our mothers and for our fathers, for parents. So thankful for the children. And we all have a special role to play in being members in this body of Christ. But that is a unique and wonderful relationship. And may we all have that furthered on in our lives. And praise God and amen, okay? Amen.